please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Backhand deep score! Ryan Strome!
Live on DuckStream, the exclusive 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Presented by Ghetto and powered by TuneIn. Here's Alexis Downing.
Tonight's game marks the halfway point for the Anaheim Ducks season with game number 41 of the season. And tonight's site is Raleigh, North Carolina, with the Carolina Hurricanes hosting the second and final meeting between the teams this season. Hello, everyone. I'm Alexis Downey, your pregame show host. Thank you for being with us tonight. We'll be joined by color analyst Emerson Edom in a bit, and then the voice of the Ducks, Steve Carroll, later on. Today's Ducks pregame show is presented by Easton and Easton, Orange County's premier injury firm and the official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. Easton and Easton, let our family help yours at eastonlawfirm.com. So what a week it's been for the Anaheim Ducks organization, and it's only Thursday. We still have tonight's game and one on Saturday. It started with that trade for Cutter Gauthier, that news coming out on Monday, but the team announced more news today. Trevor Zegras is now out 6 to 8 weeks with a broken left ankle. He will be having surgery in the near future, and then Pavel Minchikov will be out 6 weeks with a separated shoulder. Not good news for both of those players. We're hoping the best for them as they start their rehab journey. And those two injuries happened in the Ducks' last outing against the Nashville Predators. It was an exciting 5-3 win over the Preds, ending that five-game skid that the team was on. And it's interesting to note that the Ducks have now won 6 of their 8 contests in the Eastern time zone this season. Something about that East Coast this season. And on the note of that, the Ducks had 3 goals in the first period with Ryan Strome, Frank Vetrano, and Mason McTavish having each of those. McTavish's goal on the power play, that team capitalizing there for the first time in a while. As I mentioned, the Eastern time zone, well, that's this game tonight, the Carolina Hurricanes, Nashville, of course, and the Central time zone. But this is the first time that Carolina and Anaheim have met this season. Going back to the home opener, that was the first time the two teams met on October 15th, a 6-3 win for the Ducks, featuring a Vetrano hat trick and head coach Greg Cronin's first win. It was also the first game that the team wore their plum and jade 30th anniversary jerseys. And Anaheim now has won 3 straight games against Carolina going back to December 6th of 2022. But the Hurricanes are second in the Metropolitan Division right now. They have 49 points. And they also have the second best power play in the NHL at 28.7%. So something to watch out for in this game tonight. Sebastian Aho leads the team in points with 46 right now. And 9 total skaters have 20 or more points. So a very well-rounded team this Carolina Hurricanes squad is. To talk more about the team, let's bring in Emerson Edom and take a listen to his conversation with Hurricanes player Stefan Nason this morning.
I mean, what was one of your favorite memories back when you played in Anaheim?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to play there for a little bit. It wasn't too long before I was in waivers, but being able to wake up in the sun every day. I mean, dude, that's you can't beat that. You can't go to the rink and flip flops every day. You know, I spent 5 development camps there. And it was some of the best times because you would just go and hang out at the beach and then you go and play hockey. And, you know, hockey aside, the lifestyle there is just fantastic.
This team has changed since me and you, and back in our old days, changed quite a bit, of course. Only a few guys remain that we played with, but... you know, what do you think of this Ducks team? Where they're at, just going up against them tonight? You know, I mean, some bright spots maybe offensively. I mean, what do you think of this Ducks team as overall?
Yeah, we don't get to see too much with them being over in the West, but you know, then some of the names they have that are up and coming, you know, young stars. That's what you look at most. You can't really take them for granted because, you know, they had a coach in there that, you know. I love Dallas. I can't have nothing bad to say about Dallas, but this new coach is very hard. He's, you know, driving these young kids into playing the right way and doing things right. So they're a little loosey goosey, maybe, that Dallas might have let them to kind of get away with. And that's going to make a dangerous team. When skill guys learn how to defend and play hard, that makes your skill is always going to be there. So it makes them pretty dangerous.
Well, Emerson, you know Nason from your early playing days with the Ducks. He's been with a number of teams throughout his career, settling in Carolina as of late. But what were some of your takeaways from that conversation?
Yeah, I've had the fortunate opportunity to be friends with Stefan for quite some time now, dating back to our Anaheim days. And, you know, he only played 14 games in a 14 regular season games in a Ducks uniform. So it wasn't that long. He spent a lot of years in the minors, development stages early on in his career. But I must say, like, you know, there's not too many NHLers that are currently playing that has had the history he has. I mean, being up and down, you know, just, grinding from being called up in that whole minors process. I mean, not too many guys have had those early career ups and downs and really pop off to be just great NHL players. And it's just a testament to him. It's a testament to a quality of a man he truly is. Not one person is going to say a bad thing about Stefan Nason. I mean, he's just that kind of teammate, and I just couldn't be more proud of him for what he's accomplished. He's a big piece of this Carolina team, and like I said, if you just go back in his statistics, just historically, I mean, not until these past 2 years did he really establish himself as a true impactful National Hockey Leaguer, and like I mentioned, I couldn't be more proud of him.
When you look back at the last game the Ducks played against Nashville, what was your impression just on how they were able to rally to play a full 60 minutes and keep control of that game?
Well, the thing you got to love is all five goals scored by the Ducks were scored by different players, and that's what this team needs. They need that depth scoring. They need multiple goal scorers each and every game. You can't just rely on, you know, one, two individuals. The best teams in the National Hockey League don't do that. And I think a couple key pieces of that win are going to happen yet again here tonight. I mean, the face-off win percentage. The Ducks were on top of the Predators in that category. When it comes to power play, the Anaheim Ducks buried. Nashville didn't. And look, they were out. Kind of categorized in a couple key statistics, but it's kind of funny how that kind of works out. It doesn't mean if you are the leader in shots on goal, are you always going to come out with the 2 points? And it was exactly the case last game. Nashville made a late push, really adding significantly to those shots on goal totals. But for the most part, I mean, the first 40 minutes for the Anaheim Ducks in that game against Nashville was just so lights out. The jump was there. The urgency was there. The relentless nature of each individual was there, and they got to bring that exact intensity here tonight.
Anaheim taking on Carolina tonight on the road on this Thursday evening. We have plenty more for you on the pregame show when we come back.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And When that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital, Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flex plan.
Welcome back. Yesterday, we were joined by newly acquired forward Cutter Gauthier to talk about being traded to the Anaheim Ducks this week and his excitement on coming to Anaheim.
So when did you find out that you would be a part of the Anaheim Ducks organization? Where were you?
I was actually at the dinner table with my mom and dad and little sister, and one of my buddies texted me saying, "Oh, you're a Duck now." And I looked all over social media. I was like, "Oh, there it is. It's out." I found out about an hour or two before, but just weren't sure when they were going to announce it. And I found out through a buddy, and my phone flew up after that.
And your initial reaction was excitement. How special you were with your family at the time too.
Yeah. Definitely a lot of excitement, a lot of relief. Just super excited to get the opportunity to play for the Ducks in the near future.
We know from speaking with general manager Pat Verbeek that you intend to join Anaheim at the end of your season with Boston College. Just through your conversations with Pat, what excites you the most about being part of the Ducks?
Yeah, he called me right after the trade happened and just welcomed me to the organization, told me how thrilled he was. He said he's been out to Boston a handful of times watching me a month prior to kind of see what I'm all about. And I'm just super excited to get things going. He mentioned that it's a little bit of a younger team, but also has lots of experience as well. And he's ready to turn things around and get things going. I'm just can't wait to be a part of the rebuild here and keep it going.
So this trade has garnered a lot of attention and certainly some speculation just in your situation surrounding Philadelphia. So for you, what would you like to share from your perspective?
Yeah, it's kind of tough to talk about. I'd like to announce that it's the personal matter between myself and my family and my agent, Kurt. I did see one thing going around the internet that I would like to specifically address about the rumors about Kevin Hayes. And I would like to officially say that he had zero conflict with anything that had to do with the trade. And seeing all that stuff is pretty ruthless from what people are saying for that. But Kevin Hayes had nothing to do with the situation at hand, and can't really talk too much about it, but going to keep it to myself and my family and my agent.
Thank you for sharing that, Cutter. Let's talk a little bit about your excitement recently at the World Junior Championship, just winning gold with Team USA. I mean, you had been on that stage before earning the bronze medal, but to go back and to bring a gold home, and you were in a leadership role this time as an alternate captain. What was that experience like?
It was so surreal. I mean, it's everything I've dreamt of. The 04 group we had at the NCP lost at the U18 Worlds against Sweden. And we definitely came back wanting revenge. This group, there's a lot of competitors in that locker room. We don't like to lose. So when we had the opportunity to play Sweden in Sweden against their home fans for the gold medal, we definitely weren't going to back down. And we played one heck of a game, and it was so fun. The whole experience with the group of guys. There's nothing like it when you represent your country, and we were able to get the job done. And you know, I couldn't be more proud of the group of guys we had.
Was there an extra motivation for you just in returning back to Sweden, the place that you were born? And I mean, you co-led the tournament in points.
Yeah, I mean, it was like I said, it was so surreal. Just the whole experience. I mean, just playing at the World Junior stage and it being in the same country I was born, kind of like a home reunion back on where I was born, which is pretty funny. And not many things like that happen too often in your career. But like I said, it was so fun. I was fortunate enough to do well in the tournament over there and, you know, play my game. And it all worked out in the end. And yeah, it's a big thanks to my teammates who were able to put the puck in when I was giving it to them. So can't thank them enough.
Now that was Cutter Gauthier as a part of Light the Lamp, just talking about his excitement on joining the Anaheim Ducks organization. You can find that wherever you get your podcast. We'll have more after this timeout, including who tonight's player spotlight is. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
Can you keep a saying you got something for me?
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gauthier strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Today's Ducks pregame show is presented by Easton and Easton, Orange County's premier injury firm and the official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. Easton and Easton, let our family help yours at eastonlawfirm.com. So for tonight's player spotlight, we are going to take a look at number 77, Frank Vatrano, and it felt fitting since he had the team's first hat trick of the season coming against Carolina as a part of that home opener back in October. That was his fourth career hat trick as well. And if you look at where he is today, since he's continued to have a stellar season since then, it just is fitting that we highlight him tonight, as he is someone that you are going to need to watch, especially in the absence of Trevor Zegras now. So Frank Vatrano is just one goal shy of 20 on the season. He has 19 goals, on pace for his third 20-goal season of his career. He has 4 points in the last 5 games, with 3 of those being goals. Now he's playing on that top line tonight alongside Mason McTavish and Alex Killorn, two guys that he's starting to get used to playing alongside. And I had the chance to speak to Alex Killorn on Friday about their line, just saying how they like to forecheck and get pucks back and also get rebounds, a little different than what Killorn has played on alongside guys like Leo Carlson and Troy Terry. But he likes being alongside McTavish and Vatrano, also just because of the way they play. It's that hockey mentality, that go get pucks, as Killorn said there on the forecheck, getting pucks back and whatnot. So as I mentioned, in the absence of Trevor Zegras, Frank Vatrano, someone to watch. He needs to continue to produce offensively. He has 29 total points on the season, just 2 assists shy of 100 in his career as well. So the Ducks needing to rely on Frank to find those angles and work around the Carolina Hurricanes defenseman tonight. All right, we will have more for you on the other side of the break of this pregame show.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere.
By Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in your.
This music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today. There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Thanks for being back with us for the pregame show. Let's welcome Emerson back to the show and also bring in Steve Carroll. The guys are on site in North Carolina at PNC Arena. I have tonight's Twitter poll for you, or also known as X. Which Ducks player do you want to see score the first goal tonight against Carolina?
You know what? I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Isaac Lundestrom gets his first of the year in game 5. How about that? You think that would make him happy, Alexis?
I love that prediction. I think it would be great.
I love that prediction too, Steve. I really do. I really love how Isaac's been playing this last stretch since he's been back. Good to see. And you know what? I'm going with Mason McTavish. Y'all heard me do the bark last broadcast when he just roofed it on that shot. I mean, it was just so pretty. I'm predicting a backhand again for Mason McTavish.
Emerson, you go to Nashville, and now you're saying y'all.
Yeah, I know. I'm country.
I can't help it. Yeah, North Carolina is still the South, too, a little bit, I believe. So, all right, well, I think I'm going to go with Sam Carrick. I put him as an option as a part of our Twitter poll. He only has 7% of the votes right now. Currently, Troy Terry is winning at 39, just under 40% of those votes. But we'll see. I like our picks tonight, a little different than we might normally have gone. So, Emerson, and you know what else is different tonight? The lineup, of course, because I mentioned it earlier, Trevor Zegras and Pavel Minchikov both out now with injuries after that last game. Zegras playing some of his best hockey of the season, so really unfortunate to see that he is out for quite a while, too, as he will have upcoming surgery. But how much of a loss is this for the Ducks?
Well, you said it right there. The last point you made is, and the most unfortunate part of the situation is Trevor Zegras was playing his best hockey those last few games prior to the injury, and he was making just the highest percentage play on each puck touch on all areas of the ice, and for him to go down in that manner at that time when he's playing so well, it's truly unfortunate. I had an experience with a teammate, Tyler Pitlick, who is now a New York Ranger back in Medicine Hat. He broke his ankle right before playoffs. We would have gone a little bit further. He was a big loss to our junior team there, and no different here. Trevor Zegras is a huge loss, especially how he's playing to this Ducks team.
Well, Steve, as I just mentioned, Pavel Minchikov, the other name that is out of this Ducks lineup, he will be out about 4 to 6 weeks, about 6 weeks with that separated shoulder, about that amount of weeks at this point. But on that end, a shorter timeline a little bit than Zegras, but still, in what ways does this affect the back end?
Well, you know, I like to back up my conversation with actual statistics and what they are at the moment. And he comes in tonight, if he would have played, tied for second among all NHL rookie D in scoring, co-leading in assist. He leads all National Hockey League D-men, 20 years of age and under, in assist. Second in points. He co-leads the Ducks in assist, leads the Ducks D in points assist. That's not enough. 15 points in 30 games played. Not a bad start to his career in the National Hockey League. He's going to be missed in a lot of ways, and not only in the offensive end of things, but I think also defensively too, because I think he brings a little bit of both to this hockey club, and he's only going to get better in both areas of the game. So there's going to be some switching around. I believe the other night we had a conversation, Alexis, about this hockey club and what they need to be better, and you need him in the lineup, and his loss is going to be felt. There's no question about that, and head coach Greg Cronin and his staff have their work cut out for him. But I think we'll see some experimenting down the rest of the way. If one or two combinations don't work right away, they might insert someone else, move some people around to try and get that lineup set as we move forward in the future for the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah, Pavel Minchikov out 6 weeks. And I also didn't get to mention it, but Robert Haig taking the lineup for the first time tonight. He is slotted in alongside Ilya Labushkin, taking Mintikov's place. So is there anything that we can expect to see from him, Emerson?
Well, yeah, I think just solid play. I really liked that preseason game. He scored the game winner there at a Chrysler Arena versus the Arizona Coyotes. And, look, he was great in that game. I'm really surprised it's taken him this long to, really hop in and make an impact at this point in the season. But, hey, look, it's time. It's time for him to, you know, really shine and just make an impact. Slot in and just play a high-risk, high-reward type of mentality and maybe prove some wrong.
Well, Emerson, this team that the Ducks are playing tonight in the Carolina Hurricanes is not going to be easy, but they did have success going back to that first meeting in October. Carolina, though, a highly skilled defensive team. They have some really good defensemen that get up on plays. What will the Ducks need to do to counterattack that?
Yeah, they have a lot of big D and really efficient skating D. If you look at a Dmitry Orlov, he's strong, powerful. He can lay the body, but he can also get it done offensively. Look, there's only two of their D below 10-point mark here thus far this season, and one of them, Tony DeAngelo, who's not in the lineup for them, has only played 21 games, and he's still at 9 points, almost a half a point a game. So, look, they could do so much damage. Brent Burns has been doing damage his whole career. Now he's in a Hurricanes uniform, so Ducks just got to be careful, especially on the rush.
Ducks and Hurricanes tonight on the road. Stay with us after the break as Steven Emerson will bring you Puck Drop from Raleigh, North Carolina. Thanks for tuning in for the pregame show on Ducks Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.